New Year. Happy holidays.
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 16 encounter of the 11-3 New England Patriots and the 8-6 Buffalo Bills. Throw back shoulder left and right. Oh. Makes the twisting one hand again.
What a throw. What a catch.
Hey, everyone. Stop.
We're a Merry Christmas.
How do we feel about a Christmas Eve victory?
He's trying to and he's dropped at the 49. Flowers. Good play by Marquise Flowers.
I prepare every week as a starter, whether I'm going to be out there starting or I'm only going to play 10 snaps. That way, if it does happen, it's not a surprise. You know, you can slow the game down a little bit.
When I think of adoption, I think about my life and how big of an impact it was in my life.
It makes up a big part of our family, and that's what I think of when I think of adoption.
Patriots for the 8th consecutive year have a 12th win on their resume.
These guys have really, you know, made a good commitment to the team and to their performance, and we played much better here over the last 8 weeks of the season.
The Patriots won for the 12th time this season, setting an NFL record for consistency in the process. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Season's greetings and best wishes for a happy and safe new year. For the 8th straight year, which is also an NFL record, the Patriots earned a first-round bye. Home field advantage for the postseason will be on the line Sunday, when New England hosts the New York Football Jets in the regular season finale. We'll preview the Jets game, but before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds from their win over Buffalo.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We got business to handle, all right?
Let's go get it.
All right, playmakers on three. One, two, three.
Playmakers!
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 16 encounter. The 11-3 New England Patriots and the 8-6 Buffalo Bills.
When the heat don't work, then they're going to start lying.
Go, we're making plays. We're making plays. Playmakers on three. One, two, three, playmakers.
Start fast. Start fast. Hey, establish your level of play right from the start now, folks.
A good long drive and a touchdown will go a long way for us.
but we got to start doing that, okay? And you got to seize this moment and go with it. Let's go.
Throws down the middle for Gronkowski. He had the ball knocked out at the last second.
Flag
is thrown. Brady gives to Gillespie. Up the middle. Former Bill has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Nice job. Hell yeah.
Let go. Let go, we got it. Let go. Let's shoot. Let go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's the way to get down, Bill.
Nice job.
Step to the right, pass to the 10.
Go!
Accelerates past the 5, into the end zone.
Go!
And now a third down and 10 for the Bills. Trailing by 14. A blitz is coming. Taylor's in trouble. He's hit by Rowe. Ball is free.
Great job, man. Great job. Great job. Great job. That's the way to play.
If he scrambles now, stay in cover until he crosses the line. We can't let him drop it over our head.
Great job, Malcolm. That's it. Nice. That's the way to be under control. Nice blitz. Patience. Patience and leverage on the pocket.
You don't see it. Here he is right.
Lewis turning the legs, driving forward into the end zone.
Great job, D.I.
They win it today over the Bills, 37-16.
Way to go, buddy. Thank you.
Couldn't be more happy for you. Way to go, dude.
Way to go.
Way to go, baby. Merry Christmas, man.
You too. What's up, Lawrence? Good job, buddy. Good, man. Job set.
Merry Christmas, coach.
You too, man.
Great job, buddy.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yes.
We are going to have a Merry Christmas.
Hell yeah, we are.
Merry Christmas to you, okay?
All right, that's a good job, fellas. Good second half. That's what we needed. That's the half we needed. We didn't have it in the first half, but it was good in the second half. That's 12 wins, so gave ourselves a good present today. Congratulations. That was a good week this week. I know it was a tough week coming off the Pittsburgh game. I thought you guys came in with a good attitude, good work ethic on Wednesday and Thursday. All right, got us through the week here. We need to do that again. Just every week now, the games keep getting bigger.
Yep.
We're playing for more every week. All right, they're getting bigger. So we got to approach them that way. Congratulations, men. Merry Christmas. See you Wednesday.
We're blessed, man. And I hope that tomorrow and the next day we could take the time to sit back and just say thank you. Enjoy your families tomorrow, all right? Mm-hmm. But that being said, ho, 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 how do we feel? How do we feel about a Christmas Eve victory?
Oh, yeah!
All right, with head coach Bill Belichick, time for our plays of the week against the Buffalo Bills last Sunday, Bill.
Well, this is a big fourth down stop for us. Here, Buffalo had driven the ball down the field, fourth down and two, and they're in a 2x2 formation here. And really, I think the guy they want to go to on this is Clay on an option route. And we're in double coverage here. You can see Taylor looking down to this side, and that part of the pattern looks like it's taken away. And Dietrich Wise does a nice job here on the rush and kind of pushes Taylor back this way. And so here, this is Rowe, Malcolm Butler, and Chung. This is Chung coming out of the line to take McCoy on this kind of wide-to-angle route. So really good job here defensively of matching up on the receivers. And then Devin McCourty does an excellent job right here. He knows where the first down marker is, so he's kind of got his eye on McCoy, on Taylor in case he scrambles to make the play on him, but also wants to give some body position and presence here to the receivers that he can throw to pick up the first down. So really a nice experience, instinctive play by Devin. And then Marquise Flowers does a good job here of running Taylor down. He stays in front of him, keeps his feet, plays a good discipline there. Big stop for us there, save some points. And another big play here in the third quarter was on this bootleg play. So what happens on this is Taylor fakes to McCoy going this way. He bootlegs back out here. This is an over route by the backside receiver. But the key guy on this play, again, is Clay. And Clay's going to come in here, bang the end. And really the route that he's going to try to run is this route as a throwback route down the sideline here into this open space. And so you can see what happens here is when Taylor comes out, there's the space right there that Clay is going to come into. But Ricky Jean Francois makes a very good play here. This is what an experienced lineman will do. You never pass up a receiver that's running fast. So he does a good job here of hitting Clay and keeping him from getting down into that space there. And you can see Taylor stops, pulls up, and is looking to throw back, and there's no receiver. So now he's in trouble here with Malcolm and Lawrence Guy. Chung, in the meantime, here does a nice job of taking the over route, coming from the backside, and there's the sack there of Malcolm Brown as Taylor tries to pull it down. Malcolm, you know, shows his athleticism out there in the open field and grabs him. Then, you know, third and 11, this was a key play for us, too. Third and 11, we run the screen pass here, and we come over in motion into this 3-by-1 formation, and the Bills are in a what we kind of call a box call, so they're 4-on-3 over here. So these three receivers are being covered by these four defenders in this kind of box, and the pattern sort of ties up those guys. And then the screen comes over here to Deion on the backside, and so the blocking really is to get the linebacker, and that's David Andrews coming out here getting on the cover linebacker. And then this is really a good play here by Shaq and Nate Solder. We'll see it from the end zone as they come in and pick off Hughes. And then Deion does a good job of running and finishing the play for the touchdown. The final play we have is a blitz from the secondary. So this is Malcolm Butler coming from the top side on the defensive left and Eric Rowe coming from the right side over the slot. And so they're going to blitz in from the outside and kind of pinch off the formation, pinch off the quarterback. Of course, meanwhile, that leaves everybody else here in man-to-man coverage on the two receivers here, on Clay here, and up here at the top with Daron Harmon. Jordan Richards has McCoy in coverage here. Well, McCoy blocks or actually kind of tackles Eric Rowe there. I think they might have missed one on that. But that frees up Jordan Richards, and he's kind of in the lane there where Clay's coming over, and I think that's where Taylor's originally looking. But by taking that away, now quarterback has to scramble, and the rush is able to get him, and you know this ends up being a big third down stop for us and give the ball back to the offense a good field position.
You get the sack from Malcolm and the strip, all 11 defenders as we see involved in the play, and you guys pull away to the convincing win over the Bills. Congratulations, plays of the week, Bill Belichick. Right after this, more of All Access coming up.
Coming up on All Access.
Kyle Van Noy and his wife share their family's special connections.
I feel like I was just brought into this earth a different way for the parents that I was supposed to have.
But first, we introduce you to Patriots linebacker Marquis Flowers.
You look back when I first got here, I kind of didn't know kind of how they what they do, and now it's just like everything's clicking.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Solder, I want to wish all of you a happy holidays.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. The 16-game regular season comes to an end on Sunday. Dan Rhodes tells us that there is much at stake for New England.
into the end zone. He's got his second touchdown of the day.
After a pulling away late victory over the Bills on Christmas Eve, the Patriots' mission Sunday in the regular season finale is simple. Win, and they're the top seed in the AFC and secure home field advantage for the ninth time since 2003.
Oh, we all know what's at stake, so it don't need to be talked about. We just need to go out there and focus on just winning the football game. Winning the football game and focusing on that, everything will take care of itself.
The Patriots added to their roster this week as they signed veteran outside linebacker James Harrison. The 39-year-old has won a pair of Super Bowls and made five Pro Bowls as a longtime member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's a well-put-together human being, scary-looking, some would probably say.
You know, he's been doing a lot of great things around the league, you know, through his whole career. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, him being out there in the field with him making plays.
Some good news on the health front. Malcolm Mitchell returned to practice this week for the first time since training camp.
And it's intercepted by McCourty.
For the 118th time, the Patriots will meet the Jets. The Pats won a hard-fought 24-17 battle in their first meeting in October in New Jersey and expect more of the same come Sunday.
Our whole mentality is to play the best football that we can every single week. So to finish the season strong, to play the best ball that we can play are all of our goals.
Tom Brady leads the league with 4,387 yards passing coming into the final weekend. 136-yard lead on Ben Roethlisberger. At the age of 40, if Brady holds on and is number one at the end, he would be the oldest player in NFL history to accomplish that feat, surpassing Fran Tarkington, who at the age of 38 did it in 1978. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Dan Roach, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot linebacker Marquise Flowers. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, nice to have you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let me ask you this. Coming from Cincinnati, you're a special teams guy. How have you seen your role change since you got here?
Well, you know, as soon as I got here, I think I understood it, you know, real quick. Everybody has to prepare as if they're going to play. I think the coaching staff here does a great job of just getting everybody prepared to play. There's really no such thing as starters. You know, like you said, special teams, which is very hard phase. So you could be on that, and the next thing you know, a guy gets injured. You know, and you got to go in and fill that spot. You got to know everything. You got to know what to do. So I prepare every week as a starter, whether I'm gonna be out there starting. That way, if it does happen, it's not a surprise. You know, you can slow the game down a little bit.
You coming from Cincinnati, all of a sudden you hear at the end of training camp, start of the season. Things change like that on a dime for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, start off with a Thursday night game, you know,
right,
and the atmosphere of that, you know. Obviously, I wasn't with the Super Bowl team, but, you know, it was just like walking out into a Thursday night game. And then from there on, just the way practice, just everything. And it's been great. It's been a quick turnaround, but I learned a lot and I developed a lot as a player since I've been here.
No question about it. In your last game against the Bills, you recorded your first two sacks. You had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like?
You know, at the time, I was just happy I could help my team win. I mean, still to this day, I'm just happy I could help my team win. You know, Tyrod's a great player, a quarterback who can make things happen with his feet. And I think the coaches, you know, it was a great game plan. I was put in a position, you know, to just, you know, be able to chase him down. Obviously, I can run a little bit, so.
Yeah. You're being humble when people talk about you, right?
I can run a little bit.
How fast are you?
I don't like to really get out there, but I can run. I can run with linebackers. I'm up there. I'll say that.
Well, I'm going to back you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you got clocked at 4.4 speed.
Yeah.
That's fast for a linebacker.
Yeah.
Does that help you in covering guys?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, in the coverage aspect, you know, now you got a lot of guys that's fast coming out the backfield or, you know, the tight ends that can run. So, obviously, it helps you in coverage. I mean, it helps you. It helps me a lot. The only thing that, you know, you have to learn is just really kind of controlling it. You know, I tend to overrun a lot of plays sometimes, you know, just trying to get there. Like when you face some great backs like LeSean McCoy, perfect example, when he could change direction like that, you kind of got to, you know, you want to run fast, but at the same time, you got to be under control.
When the name Flowers gets called out, you guys ever get confused?
No, when I first got here, they started, at first it was kind of a confusion because they would just say Flowers and it would both kind of like nudge. But, you know, they start doing the nicknames, giving nicknames, shortening up. The coaches call me anything from, they usually call me my first name. Trey was here first, so they'll call him Flowers. They'll call me Marquise Keys. So it's easy. But on the field, I mean, even when the announcer says Flowers, I don't know if he's talking about me or Trey. Like, I just go to the next play. Like, I don't know. So it's cool, though. It's cool playing with someone else with the same last name.
Good luck this week against the Jets.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep, going to be another tough one, but we're going to be ready.
You got that right. Marquise Flowers, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
For Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access with No Scott Zolak. I'm Bob Soucy filling in with head coach Bill Belichick, whose Patriots recorded a 12th win for the 8th straight year and with it clinched a first round bye in the upcoming playoffs. Bill, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Our team really improved, I think, over the course of the year. And, you know, after just the so-so September, you know, these guys have really, you know, made a good commitment to the team and to their performance, and we've played much better here over the last 8 weeks of the season.
Certainly improvement, too, in Week 16 against the Bills. Fair to say a tale of two halves in that game overall?
Absolutely. We really never had the ball in the first half offensively and defensively. Even though we didn't give up a lot of points, they had the ball quite a bit. They controlled field position. They controlled the clock. And in the second half, we were able to make some third down stops. We went on some extended drives offensively and kind of flipped the field on that. So that was it was definitely two halves.
You guys announced the signing of James Harrison, the longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, 2 weeks after you added Kenny Britt. This late in the year, with so little time for those guys to learn the playbook, do you have to be creative in establishing rules for them?
Well, we'll see how it goes. Those players have a lot of experience, and we'll see how between our game plan and how quickly they're able to catch up and get up to speed with what we're doing, what we can use them for, what kind of packages or personnel groups that we can involve them in. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Looking ahead to the Jets game earlier this year, you talked about their great effort consistently. They also are willing, it seems, these days to try anything as they enter the final game of their season. They started the Chargers contest with an onside kick. So do your players have to be on guard for, you know, the Jets to really throw caution to the wind, so to speak?
Well, they play that way anyway. They're an aggressive team. They throw the ball down the field. They have a very good vertical passing game. And their pressure defense, they'll bring players from the secondary, linebackers, and mix their coverages pretty well. So they've been in a lot of close games, and they've been competitive all year long. We certainly had a hard time with them down there. It really came down to a couple of key plays. So I know they've improved a lot since we played them the first time. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did in the first game.
How much have the two rookies improved at safety, Adams and May, for them?
Well, they've gotten a lot of snaps, and they've gotten a lot of snaps together, so that's probably a better question to ask them. But they've shown good talent and ability to show up and make some plays that help the Jets.
All right, time now for Ace Twitter question of the week. It comes to us from at MW54. On the Deion Lewis fourth down challenge, it looked like both Tom Brady and Danny Amendola immediately after the play were lobbying for you to throw the flag. How do you balance the input on the field from players when they want a challenge with the input you get from the coaches upstairs?
That's a good question. I think we take it into consideration, but ultimately we have to try to make the best decision for the team. And I thought the coaches upstairs did a good job with that, of looking at the play, looking at the situation. Fortunately, on that particular play, the line to gain was right on the line. So had that been at the 27.5, 37.5 yard line, it would have been a lot tougher. But when there's a line there that really defines it, then that makes it a lot easier to see, was the ball over, wasn't. So I think that kind of tipped us off that, you know, our players thought that he made it. And then when the coaches upstairs saw the replays, they were able to verify that it was worth challenging. And so it's really a good group effort on that.
And you got the call to go your way.
We ended up kicking a field goal. We didn't get as much out of that as I'd hoped we would with that field position, but Still, it was a positive play, and all I did was throw the flag. Those guys really did the work.
All right, if you'd like to ask a question of the head coach, follow @Patriots, hashtag AskBB. What do we got coming up for the Jets on the Bellastrator?
Well, we'll take a look at this running game. Bilal Powell, this guy's a problem.
Certainly was last week for the Chargers. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bill Belichick explains how the Jets have changed since their Week 6 matchup in October.
And this is where they're really dangerous when they get outside. And now they can run for the first down, and they can also throw.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy and his wife Marissa started a foundation when he began his NFL career in Detroit. They've continued it here in New England. It's called the Van Noy Valor Foundation. Its purpose? Armoring adopted, disadvantaged, and foster children for success.
You know how much I want ya.
When I think of adoption, I think about my life and how big of an impact it was in my life.
It's family, really, to us. Adoption is huge in our family. My dad and my little brother adopted, and Kyle's adopted. So it makes up a big part of our family, and that's what I think of when I think of adoption.
I feel like I was just brought into this earth a different way for the parents that I was supposed to have.
Each person's experience with adoption is individual and different emotions come up. And so between him and my little brother and my dad, they all share something special together.
I am blessed to have the parents that I have, and just a huge blessing. I wouldn't say lucky, but blessed.
I think I was 11 years old when we adopted my little brother, so I remember the whole adoption process. So for Kyle, you know, being adopted, he feels blessed going into a family that was so wonderful, and our families feel the same way receiving someone from adoption, and it just makes your whole entire family whole.
Foster care, adoption, and struggling youth in the communities were a big priority for us, and we felt like what better way to start our own foundation for it.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we got pictures. Oh, look at that.
How do you feel about the situation, and what can we do for kids who maybe are in your same situation to make them feel more comfortable about talking about it or being okay with it?
I mean, sometimes it depends on the day. Sometimes it's kind of like you don't really want to talk about it or shy away from it because, you know, I don't know. It's just a subject that's not talked about a lot, actually. And that's kind of why we started our foundation.
About Mr. Potato. And know that they are loved and that they're recognized and they're not alone.
Ooh.
You know, the reason why we're all together is because of adoption. And so we like to focus on the families. And one of the reasons we work with foster care as well is because a lot of the families decide to adopt that are fostering. And so that's what we're trying to raise awareness with. Foster care is just helping these kids to get adopted.
Just the success that kid could have will, I mean, the sky's the limit for him to be put into a loving home.
I think together we've been able to make a pretty cool foundation, and hopefully we can continue to touch people's lives. We kind of do now advocate for adoption, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's blessed our lives so much, and I've seen it bless so many other people's lives as well.
For our family, you know, hopefully one day we'll be able to,
you know, we'll try to have our own kids, but you know, we have plans to adopt, hopefully, in our family too, to keep that going. And yeah, we're excited about it.
Welcome to Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4-8 Zone. What's up, old man?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you got your New Year's resolution?
I do. I had to do this segment the best we can.
That's what I said. You know what I'm going to do to make this the best segment? I'm going to talk about offensive line
Big Chubby lineman.
Shaq Mason got screwed in Pro Bowl voting.
Yes, he did,
So we're going to talk about his ability to pull. You got the Jets. I don't think the Jets, as a cover team, are that good, meaning they're not good in run support, up against the run, exterior, outside runs.
So yeah, you're Shaq Mason. So I want you to be the inside linebacker, though, okay? Because cool. That's what eventually, say any counters, powers, the offensive guard pulling. And listen, Shaq went to Georgia Tech, so he's used to downfield blocking, but what he's really impressive is with pulling. So as a guard, he's going to get outside, he's going to come around.
So my first read as a linebacker is when I see him vacate, I'm thinking it's going to be a sweep, so I'm moving laterally. So it's my ability to get outside.
And his ability to not only keep his eyes downfield, but he's always got to look inside. Because if the linebacker doesn't make it, he has to get the first color that's outside shoulder, and that he needs to chip it. But here comes the linebacker. I'm squared. I'm walling. There goes that run.
So that's a big thing. Deion Lewis, you got your backs now. Good news on Rex Burkhead. It's not an ACL, so he's going to be back at some point during the playoffs. But you got Gillisley. You got James White. Rotate these guys. Keep them fresh. It's one game left.
One game left.
You got any of those noisemakers?
No, I'm flying away because I'm a Jet.
Time now for the Bellustrator on Patriots All Access. And, Bill, you promised us plenty of Bilal Powell.
Well, we'll start with Powell. He's had a great year for him. And here he is at the tailback position. You can really see his vision on this play. This is a play that's really designed to go outside. The tight end blocks down and the guard pulls. The fullback is also leading around here with Thomas. And Powell kind of gets to the edge right here, stops, sees that opening back inside, and then uses his vision here to pick up the backside blocks. Does an excellent job of running, splitting the seam there between the safety and the corner. Turns this into a long, 40-yard run.
The safety got himself a little bit out of position.
Yeah, Powell's very good at the line of scrimmage. He's also very good in the secondary of making extra yards in space, and as he does here on this play. So this is a nice play that they ran where they faked the speed sweep here with this motion coming across like it's going to be the quick handoff, and then pitch the ball to Powell. All right, and this is crack blocks here from the two outside receivers. So they come in crack here. This is Beecham pulling outside, kicks the corner out. So there's a big hole there. And again, Powell is a guy that you give him a little bit of space, he can do the rest. So he's an excellent open field runner. He's got good speed, hard to tackle, very good vision. And, we got a 50-yard touchdown.
He's got a center leading the way, too, downfield of the block.
Yeah, Harrison did a good job getting out in front on that one. Another play here with Powell, but all these backs are good. Powell's good in the passing game. Forte's good in the passing game. McGuire's good in the passing game. Here they fake a little screen out here at Robbie Anderson and drop it off to Powell. And again, this is what I was just talking about. When this guy gets the ball in space, he can do a lot of damage in a hurry. He's fast. He can get upfield. He outruns the pursuit here. And again, turns just a little screen play into a 30-yard gain with his speed and acceleration. So not only in the running game, but very, very productive in the passing game. And then this is an extended play. This is earlier in the year against Carolina with McCown as the quarterback. But Petty's very similar. Petty is big like McCown, big tall guy that runs well, is very athletic, can extend plays out of the pocket. And this is where they're really dangerous.
when they get outside, and now they can run for the first down, and they can also throw short, intermediate, or in this case, deep. Robbie Anderson has had a great year for the Jets and really built off last year's rookie season. Here he starts on the scramble and then double moves. McCown picks it up and launches it down there to him, and so, you know, an easy 50-yard touchdown off the scramble and extended play. So we've really got to do a good job of finishing the plays with a scrambling quarterback and this great group of receivers.
All right, the Belastrator, Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, back with more All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. First of all, happy holidays to you guys.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be with you.
Let's talk about the consistency of this football team. Eight straight 12-win seasons, eight straight byes. You guys amazed how this football team just irons, just grinds things out year in and year out?
Yeah, it speaks to the consistency at the top, I think, with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Those are the guys that have been together for so long, and I absolutely loved the post-game moment with Gronk, you know, this week where he just sort of shrugs it off. Well, I've been here for 8 years.
That's a great answer.
But when you have, just that consistency in, you know, yes, there's a lot of turnover on the roster, but the main pillars are there in place, and I think it all starts with Belichick.
Paul mentions the post-game moment with Gronk. I thought it was interesting in the locker room. We showed the video of Bill Belichick saying, 12 wins, you know, nice to have 12 wins. When does he ever do that, right? And mark a victory total. Usually it's 7 wins isn't going to get you what you need in this league. 8 wins isn't going to get you what you need. But 12, to me, I sort of took that as Belichick saying that's the marker. You know, that's sort of what we're shooting for here. And I look at it from this perspective, Steve. I mean, we all grew up here, and these winters can get cold. It's cold out there.
Right.
And they can be, you know, long days or short days. Like, this gets you to mid-January, mm-hmm. you know, at the least. Like, you almost appreciate that football is sort of helping your winter move along a little
Appreciate
bit.
It and expect it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, do you know anybody that doesn't automatically say, well, who would be the Patriots' toughest opponent in the AFC Championship game when seasons start? And I know that that sounds flippant and, you know, maybe we're not appreciating the greatness, but right. I think to the contrary, it absolutely does exactly that. I think that when you have the confidence that your team is not going to be sort of thrown off by the early season struggles. They'll iron it out. They'll figure it out. Defensively, they're not going to continue to give up 30 points a game, and they haven't. That's the kind of consistency that I think has bred the confidence. And some people call us spoiled, but I just look at it and just look at the facts.
And then look around the league. You know, teams like the Packers, obviously they had Aaron Rodgers go down, so different factors there, but they're not in the playoffs. The Cowboys, you know, they lose Zeke Elliott. You know, they're not in the playoffs. These are teams, before the season started, I think a lot of people said, oh, Raiders and Patriots. AFC sounds, you know, I don't know if you bought into that, but
sure,
Raiders aren't even close. I mean, they're not even on the radar. So they're like the one sure thing. You know, they're always picked. They always seem to end up there.
I want to talk about the quarterback, Tom Brady. Concerns about Tom Brady in your department?
All of a sudden, turnovers are becoming a little bit of a problem. 6 picks in the last 5 games. In this particular game, I thought was interesting, Mike, because most of the trouble that Tom gets in terms of protecting the ball is pass rush related. This game, I thought, was as clean a pocket as he's had to deal with all season. I thought the offensive line was really exceptional against Buffalo, yet we still saw a mistake.
Yeah, the accuracy and decision-making are the two things that we always talk about with Brady that separate him. And I thought the accuracy on some of those first-half throws was way off. You know, one behind Gronkowski. And just to build off what Paul said, a statistic, there's only one other time in his career, Steve, where he's had at least one interception in 5 straight games. To go back to 2002 for that. So we're not used to seeing this from Brady.
How do the Patriots address the Jets going forward?
Well, I think it's a little bit in between now. The Patriots have something to play for. You want to lock up that number one overall seed. Mm. So I think that you play the game to win, certainly. Now, I do think you get an opportunity to get a lead in this one, Mike, and maybe you pull back, especially on guys that are, you know, Rob Gronkowski, for example. He's the guy that's on everybody's mind when it comes to being worried about injuries. You can pull it back a little bit.
Absolutely. How about starting faster? You know, okay. The way they started against the Bills, not the way you want to play. So clean that up, first and foremost. Paul talks about getting on them early. And then I think that's exactly the point, Steve. I mean, get a lead, and then you can start to manage certain areas of your roster. But you approach this like any other week.
It's going to be cold. Prediction time?
I like the Patriots, and this is going to be really cold for Bryce Petty. You know, and I have memories of that one start that he made in Foxborough last year. It was something like three plays, two sacks, and a pick. I just don't think he's ready. I know in New York they don't think he's the future. I think the Patriots win going away 33-13.
31-17 Patriots.
All right, guys. Well, that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.